the animal that barks is a
dog, of course.
And you want the dog to attack another dog, you'd say,
"Sick him." Hey, that's right.
Sure.
Sick him.
that's what I was looking for. Now, if you wanted to call the dog to you, you'd say,
"Come here, Chef."
Okay. Now, the kind of dog that's not much of any kind and quite a bit of a few different kinds is a
mongrel.
Mongrel? Did you call him mongrel?
Uh-huh. And the dog didn't like me. You might say, "Watch out, or you might get
bit. He might bite you."
And sure enough, I was
bitten.
Never had that happen, yeah. Now, you better watch out. When you go across the pasture, you better watch out for the angry
bull.
And did they ever use any special, a different word for that around the ladies, let's say? Did they have a taboo word? A word that they might not have used around the ladies for a bull? Did you ever hear? Some farmers are sensitive about saying bull around the ladies. They'll use another word instead. And you don't remember ever using it?
No.
I once heard gentleman cow for this. That's the funniest thing I always asked for.
I never call them instead of gentlemen. I call them just what they were. They were plenty tough.
Or the cow critter.
You
know, I heard one. Cow,
what's that?
Cow critter is another one I heard. Cow critter.
Oh.
Well, I didn't know that, but you know, if you'd have said that to me, I'd have thought you meant any old cow. Is it what I've been right or wrong?
Some people, I ran into this one out west in western Illinois. Cow
what's
critter.
What's a
cow critter?
Critter
huh?
Cow critter.
Uh-huh.
How about the cow that, or the animal, well, I said it, the animal that gives the milk is the...
Mm-hmm. Is the cow, yes.
And you have an ox and you have another ox. You have a...
Team.
And do you ever call it anything else?
Yoke of oxen. That's what they call it. Yeah.
And suppose you had four of these, four animals. You'd have two. Would you call it two?
Two teams.
Or two. You said yoke would be for two.
Two yokes of oxen.
Okay. And the baby cow is a.
A calf.
Pardon my sooty ways. the cow is expecting a calf, so you might say Daisy's gonna
have a calf. That's what we'd say.
Have a calf. They wouldn't say freshen.
Well, that put them on sale, Bill. Just could say yes. They're gonna freshen. That's all right.
It'd be second choice.
Yeah, that's right.
A spring. Gonna spring. Did you ever say spring for that?
Well, in they would specify perhaps a certain kind in the spring.
No, I mean, there's another way of saying, I've heard people say, the cow's going to spring.
Oh, well, yeah, that could, yes, or they're springing, that's right. That is, if they knew that they were going to have calves, that's right, you see on sale bills.
Now, if the animal that you'd ride would be the...
Horse.
And I'm from the city. I have never a horse. I've never
ridden
a horse.
And if I should happen to ride one, I would probably
fall off.
So you might say, yesterday he
thrown off the horse,
or
fell
off the horse. Fell off the horse.
And the male horse, sometimes called the male horse.